What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast. What's
hey,
going
hey,
on?
What it do? Hey. What's up? How y'all doing? How you feeling?
Yeah.
Woo. Feeling good. Feeling great. How are you? Hey. No. I'm feeling pretty good though, y'all. Like, I my week has been busy. I have been out on a prowl.
Yes, you have.
Interviewing down all the way from California to the West Coast to the East Coast, New York. So I've been on different parts of. It's just been a lot, but it's been really a really, really good experience. So I'm getting a chance to really see where my career path could go, and just some amazing opportunities to meet, connect with some people in leadership positions that really are trying to really support student success. And so I'm all about supporting students, especially Black students.
Right.
And so it's just been a great week of traveling and meeting people and connecting with people, seeing the initiatives that they have in support of their mission, what they're trying to advance, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. So it's just really, you know, been a great experience for me. And I'm happy to be out of Oakland, Wisconsin.
I bet you are.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, I don't want to go back. Can they just hire me now?
Hire you on the spot.
Like, what?
Right.
Oh, I didn't tell you. My bad. I quit, bitch. Like, I, you know, I'm in New York, bitch. Like, about 2 weeks notice, I mail it to you. You know, everything in the office, I don't need. You know what I mean? If I could, I would do that. You know?
Like, just throw that shit away. I mean,
right? I don't need it.
Don't mean nothing anyway. That was my coordinator. Like, bitch, I'm a director now.
Ain't that it? So, yes.
I don't have no use for it. You know what I mean? Like, if I was gonna be shady like that, but no, I'm gonna do things in, you know, decency and in order. Yes. And I'm gonna, you know, even if I get an offer next week and I don't start until, you know, July or August, I'm still going to wait 2 weeks to give that 2 weeks.
I heard that.
They'll be like, oh, just so you know, you need to do another search. You know what I mean? And that's the pettiness in me. But at the same time, it's just, you know, I'm meeting him with the same energy that he was, that was given to me.
Right.
So his vibrations were what they were. Mm. I'm just, you know, providing a counter vibration, if you will.
Ain't that it?
Yes.
So it's been good. It's been really, really cool, and I'm really excited about the next couple of weeks. You know, we have graduation coming up on the 25th. That's the commencement, the university-wide commencement. But on the 24th, my office does a multicultural graduation reception, and so I'll be recognizing all the Black students that are graduating, which I think is nine of them, which is really, really good. One of the graduates, you know, he just came off for Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, so he's gonna be, you know, really excited about that. He was talking about hopping across the stage, y'all.
Do it. Do it
with the gold boots or not.
You know,
I think he need to wear his good shoes.
Yeah, he need to wear
his good shoes. I was
little boots for the turn up after.
You can probably do that at the graduation reception, but I don't know what that commencement go look like. But you graduated.
Set it out.
You put in that work. Mm-hmm. You've done amazing things. You know, you deserve to express your joy the way which you want to express it, because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Right.
Graduated from college. Not to say that you won't graduate from other institutions, but this one right here, this is the first step toward many.
Yes.
So do you show out and have a good time. So
definitely.
Just prepare for all of that, all the good vibes and everything. So outside of that, let me just plug this in. So no shade to the West Coast, but some of y'all food, y'all. Like, I come from a family that, you know, cooks and enjoys really good food. And, you know, I went to school in the South and, you know, Arkansas, Oklahoma, then Atlanta. So I guess I'm just used to a very different type of cuisine. But some of the food there just was not really hitting the way that I needed it to hit. You know, like,
does California have a known food? I hear they eat a lot of like tacos and stuff out there.
Yeah, I thought they was like healthy, like really healthy and whatnot.
Yeah, so maybe it was just the specific location I was at. I have heard the same, but I, you know, I had, I guess, a different expectation. Mm. And so, you know, someone who likes food, you know, I you know, like I said, for the people of the West Coast, they have a very different, I guess, understanding of food and what's good and what's healthy, which is fine. And I respect that because y'all don't put me onto some, I guess, healthier options. But then in terms of taste, maybe the Southern California region could really inform some of that, hopefully. But yeah, I just wanted to add that. You know, I was just, ooh, okay.
Wow. You're like, it ain't it. You're
right.
It ain't it at all. Not even really. You know, the salad was lacking, but let's leave it alone.
The salad was lacking.
Right.
Dang. Oh, well. My week was cool. It was, like, I don't know. I mean, I had a lot of work to do this week. So it was like a lot of finishing stuff up. Like I had a final for my anatomy and physiology class because, again, I just did not take it when I was in undergrad like I should have.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, like, I was studying for my final or whatever, which was all comprehensive, of course. So I'm trying to fit that in. And then I had, like, meetings for work that were, like, in Illinois. So I had to drive hours to go to those meetings. And then it was, I had a funeral this past Monday to go to, and so it was just like a whole bunch of different things that was going on that just made the work week really busy, and whatnot. So, like, it was just going through the motions and getting all of that done and accomplished, which I finally did, and yes. I passed that class. I got a B, yes. Which I wanted an A, but you know what? It's okay. A B will do.
Right. So, man, bitch.
Right. So, like, now that that class is out of the way and I'm starting to, like, actually find my footing when it comes to my job and everything, I'm actually able to pick things up that I kind of put on the back burner. So I'm, like, really starting to, like, shift gears and change focus and determine what it is that I need to do moving forward to, you know, when it comes to the podcast or when it comes to my business or, you know, continuing my education and everything like that. So it's just like, what is the next step in the roadmap or whatever? So
right.
That's kind of what this week has been, just finishing up and tying up loose ends and then getting prepared for the next steps and whatnot. So it's been really good. And then next weekend I get to go home.
Yes.
I get to come to Oklahoma to see everybody and to just chill and relax and just be me in my element, you know, not have to worry about work or school or nothing. Just get to enjoy everybody and their company and their energy and just love on everybody. And that's what, so, like, I'm excited about it. That's what I've been working towards. You know, I've just been like, okay, if I can just keep on until May, just keep right. working until May, and then we would be good. So we finally get to go and just chill and relax and just eat some good food and
come on, good chill, food.
Like, you know.
So yeah.
Bro, what's that place that your mom took us to?
Sweet, like, Lisa's. Yes. Sweet Lisa's. Oh my God.
I love Sweet Lisa's. It was so good.
So good. It was so good. So,
is Sweet Lisa's like soul food?
Yes, girl. Yes. So we bless might have to go ahead and make a little
right? Yes, a little trip. Yes. You hear me?
Let's go ahead and do it because I'm down. They are so fucking
good. Macaroni is so good. Y'all, I'm sorry, I'm having a moment.
No, it's so good. Everybody in Tulsa know what we talk about. They know. They know. Sweet Lisa's
Shout out
lit.
To Sweet Lisa's.
Yes.
All right.
They lit. But yeah, I'm just excited. Like, I was talking to my sisters today, and they was just, like, telling me about everything that they have been doing for my mom. Because, like, it you know, my niece is graduating, which is why we're going to Tulsa and everything. So, like, everybody is, like, coming together to get her graduation party and stuff together.
Oh,
so,
she's graduating from high school.
From high school. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, she's going to OSU.
No. Okay. She. So there was a big thing. No, there was a big thing because, well, we wanted her to go to OSU, of course, you know, because mm-hmm. that's where we went. But, you know, there she wants to go to school for nursing or whatever. And so there is a nursing program at TU. That she mm-hmm. really, really wants to go to. And, you know, TU is a really good school. It's a private school,
yes.
you know, yeah. so, and it has everything that she needs. So it's a one-stop shop. And so, like, her and my sister, they went and were able to, you know, talk to a recruiter and everything to see, you know, if they could swing it, you know, if it was, you mm-hmm. know, viable. And so it turns out that everything is viable for them. And so she said that she wants to give it a try. She really liked the program. They have some, like, really nice advancements when it comes to their nursing program and whatnot. So mm-hmm. I told her, I was like, look, go for it. Would I love you to be a poke? Absolutely. You
yes,
know,
but you gotta do what's...
It's your journey. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's your journey. So at the end of the day, I want you to be happy and I want you to be the most successful that you could possibly be. So if Absolutely. That's you going to TU, then you go to TU. We're going to celebrate and have a good time regardless. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, so we about to go out and set it out for her, you know, one time for the one time. Cause that's what we do.
Yes.
You
know?
That's what we do. We out here making moves. She's just grown into such a beautiful young lady, and so I'm just so proud of her. And I'm excited. I'm just excited.
So,
yes, congratulations.
Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, that's how my week was and everything, and that's what my upcoming week is gonna be like. But what about you, friend? How's your week?
Ooh, child, I went back to work, y'all. I'm so tired. I don't know what to do. I'm still tired from last week. Like, it's just stacked on stacked on stacked of tiredness. Like, mm-hmm. but it's actually been, like, good. It wasn't even as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, I think I thought I was going to be all emotional being away from my baby for the first time, but I was actually fine. Like, totally fine. Like, another day fine. Like, I was a little sad. You know, you have those moments, but mm-hmm. it's like, girl, you here now, the day almost over, just push through, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like the whole school environment is different because they're changing up the district. So, right. And I think it's the end of the year. So people are like over it. Right. Like, teachers are like exhausted. Folks coming in, like, school starts at 9.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
Folks pulling in at 9. Like,
oh, wow. Oh, y'all got to be in y'all seats at 9. Seated and ready to go.
Folks still clocking in. It's 9:10 almost, you know.
Dang.
Kids just sitting in the hallway waiting for their teacher, thinking they're going to have a sub.
No.
You know, we ain't no subs coming.
Dang.
Yeah, but we've been like, so I tell myself, I have the hiccups. I tell myself, hold on.
Yes.
I tell myself, if I gotta go back for 3 weeks, we gonna have a good ass fucking time. Mm-hmm. Like, good ass time. So it's 15, the day I came back was 15 days left of school. So I made this little bulletin board with a countdown, and it had balloons. Mm-hmm. And each day we would pop a balloon and it would have, like, what we're doing fun that day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the first day I came back, we had, like, no shoes day. They love that shit. Richard was like, your classroom gonna be foul. Like, and I'm like, oh, I'm sure it won't be that bad. And then we have, like, technology day where they get to be on the Chromebooks, mm-hmm. or bubblegum day. They get bubblegum all day long. Then I did pick your seat day, which was they got to pick where they wanted, and they had pickles at the end of the day.
Aww.
Yeah, and then I did classroom, lunch in the classroom, but they was acting like fucking fools that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck that, I'm having my own lunch. Like, mm-hmm. y'all can eat y'all's, have y'all silent ass lunch in the fucking cafeteria. How about
right.
that?
Yeah.
And so I just been doing like different things like that. It's Willy Wonka week. So I bought these little chocolates and I put golden tickets inside. And I've been just passing out golden tickets as like students doing what they're supposed to be doing. And they have a chance to pick a chocolate. If they pick a chocolate with a golden ticket, there's another prize, you know. So we did that last week and we'll continue this week because I guess I didn't pass out enough. Because we still got about 8 things of candy they can pick from or whatever. So, and then tomorrow's donut day too. So I'm buying some donuts.
You fine, friend. You fine.
And you know, and I told them, I said, you know what? I said, Miss Jones don't ask a lot from y'all. Like, I just want to hear thank you because it's the nice thing to do. I don't have to spend my money. Right. And just for y'all to do right. Like, keep your hands to yourself. Like, walk down the hall like you got some sense and stop tattling unless it's life or death situation.
Right, you know? Right.
And it's like they can't, like, I didn't had all the, they moved a little black boy in my class who's bad, y'all. And the principal was like, he needs somebody black. He needs to be in your room at least for the next few weeks or whatever. Because he ain't been in his class since I left on maternity leave. He's been bounced around from class to classroom. And so I told him, I said, you're in my class now. When they ask you who's your teacher, you're going to say Miss Jones. I'm not just going to get rid of you, but you're not about to act like you ain't got no sense.
Right.
That's done and over with. I'm trying to have a good time, and I can't have a good time if you acting a plum ass fool. I gotta come pick you up from the principal's office because they asked him to sit down and he wanna dance and shit in the cafeteria. And the lady's like, sit down, and he's like mean mugging her and being just mad disrespectful for no reason, just silly stuff, you know, just silly dancing in the cafeteria, like just trying to clown.
Right.
And I have to tell them, there's a time and a place for everything. These teachers are over it, you know, but he's really not that bad though. He just likes attention. He wants to come up and talk to you and, you know, like, cause they're like, how has it been having him in your class? We're fine. We been kicking it, you know, like, and then they sent another little black boy in my class. Like,
you know, they just don't be knowing how. They don't be knowing how.
And it's really just simply just talking to people like you would want somebody to talk to you. Like, sometimes they got it bad. They yell at these kids. And it's like, as an adult, you wouldn't want somebody yelling at you. Why would you think a kid would want that, you know?
Right.
Especially for no reason, you know? So that's been our week. And so we're going to continue. They're building a zoo also this week. So not a physical zoo, but like the ins and outs of a zoo, like buying animals and like measuring them to see how big, if they're mapping out their zoo grounds. So they need to know how many squares they need based off the animal's height. And then like creating a zookeeper schedule of when to feed certain animals. So they're doing like this whole, you know, monitoring this souvenir shop and seeing how much money they making. And so it's like a whole like thing they're doing. So they're excited. Like we having fun, but it's like, I'm tired. Like super tired. Like,
yeah, that's a lot. Yes. You done had a busy year, friend.
It has been a year. And now it's like, I'm really excited for the year to come to an end, like this chapter of my life to be, you know, like this school year, let's end it out. Let me vibe out with my daughter. Like we got a lot planned this summer. So it's like, I'm ready for the next thing, you know?
Right.
Like a lot of change is coming and a lot of people don't handle change that well, you know, like they just don't, you know, but I know it's a lot for me. But I'm like ready for it. You know, I'm like ready for something different. I'm ready to test myself in different ways and challenge myself in different ways. So
that's so good. Oh my God.
Cause I was in a whole funk, y'all. Just like sad and depressed and like, you know, was having a moment. And so now it's just like, girl, just live your best life. That's all you can do.
Ain't that it?
Be the best of you, you know? Yeah, nobody's perfect. Nobody is, like, the same. We all go on our different journeys, right. but it's about being the best part of yourself, you know?
Right.
That's all I'm trying to do.
That's exactly it. Exactly it. Well, I'm happy for you, friend. I'm happy.
Thank you.
Oh, well, let's move over to our next segment, our shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful.
Yes.
And today is a very special day.
It is.
It is Mother's Day. So happy yes. Mother's Day to all of the beautiful mothers out there. Friend, happy Mother's Day. It's your
Thank
first
you.
Mother's Day. How's it been?
Yes. Nice. Like, I deserve this damn day. It's been a long 2 months.
Yes.
No, but it's nice. Like, it's nice to have a day to reflect. Like, you know, mm-hmm. just thinking about yourself as a mom. And like, at first I was like, oh, this day is really about Yara because I wouldn't be a mom like without her. But it really takes away from who I am as a woman and what I've done and the sacrifices I made, like, you know, as a woman to be this girl's mom, you know. And so it's like, girl, give yourself your flowers. Like, you deserve, this is your day. Like, you know,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You've been trying to be the best you can. And there's so many like good moms out there, you know, who just hold it down for their kids. They don't ask for shit, you know what I'm saying? And granted, like, you know, you brought your child in, they didn't ask to be here, but it's still like you could have easily been selfish. And there's so many mothers out there who are not, like, and they continue to grind and do the things that they do just to create a better life for their child.
And
even the aunties, you know, the aunties who maybe the people who don't have biological children but have stepped up and been a mom to people, they matter too. So
and the grandmothers.
And the grandmothers, you know.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that I applaud all of y'all for like the many things that you guys do and the energy that you bring to the universe, because I know that it's a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? I've seen it, you know, and you know, all I could do is just help out wherever I could, you know, and I still try to help out wherever I can whenever it comes to, you know, seeing mothers and everything that they do, and still trying to maintain that level of independence and what do you call it, not even themselves, like, you know what I mean, their own piece of the you know, their own piece of the world or whatever. So just being able to do all of that, you know, and still raise a whole child or raise a whole family and keep it together and show them the way, you know what I'm saying, that's a lot of work. So it's up to us to be able to give whatever we can to the mothers to make sure that they are stable and that they are happy and that they are being able to be their best selves for everybody else, like, you know what I mean. And so I just want to shout everybody out, because without you all, there would be no us. So thank you for being just like the pillars of our families and the pillars of our communities, and everything. And then, of course, a special shout out to my mama, my mama Camilla, because today is her birthday. Not only Mother's Day, but it's also her birthday. So happy birthday, Mom. I love you so very, very, very much.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
And I can't wait to see you next week. So yeah, get ready. And then also I wanted to shout out Premier Health Urgent Care and OCC Health Center. It is the first and only urgent care facility in Chicago's Hyde Park that is Black owned. And so definitely want to shout them out. The founding members include Dr. Mike McGee, Jermaine Henderson, APN, Renita White, PAC, Jennifer Kirk, AP, Dr. Arian Richardson, and Dr. Ruben Rutland. And then the article that I read in the Chicago Crusader stated that with a commitment of providing affordable, convenient community care, A portion of the profits from the center will be donated to the Project Outreach and Prevention Organization, which aims to prevent mm-hmm. youth violence in surrounding neighborhoods by providing resources, services, and education to assist teens in making better lifelong choices. So definitely huge shout out to them for filling that gap in the community, because I don't know. I know in North Tulsa, where I'm from, like there was a big disparity in like health institutions and facilities that were available to, you know, to us in the area, you know, and so we would have to drive out, mm-hmm. you know, to different communities in order to get healthcare and things like that. And then sometimes it's priced out of what we could afford, you know what I mean? So to be able to have facilities like this that not only are, you know, providing these services to the community, but also are giving back to the community, you know, by these different initiatives and whatnot, is definitely a needed situation, you know, for all of us and all of our community. So definitely big ups to them for just being dope. You know what I mean? Just being dope out here. So yeah, shout out to you guys for making that huge, phenomenal move out here in the Chicago streets. So yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So y'all have any more shout outs that y'all came across this week?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and shout out my mom for Mother's Day.
Yes.
She's been doing a lot of things lately, and so I just want to recognize her for pushing through and really stand on task with things. So,
yes.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yes. Happy Mother's
Day. Happy Mother's Day to all my mamas. The woman in my life that has been a mother to me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's real, too. Ooh, okay. Well, now let's move over to our main topic segment, the vent. And this week, we are going to have a very special conversation. It's something that I think about a lot, and have been thinking about more regularly, especially as of late. So, what if I told you that everything that's happening to you right now is because of what you released into the universe in the past? Right. So
yeah.
I've been doing a lot of research, like on the laws of the universe, just listening to Abraham Hicks and a lot of different gurus and things like that, and reading a lot of different books. And one of the laws of the universe is the law of attraction, which says that like attracts like. So it's kind of mm-hmm. the same principle as karma. What goes around comes around, what you put out, you get back, that type of situation. Mm-hmm. And so this means that what we put out, is what we'll get in return. So going with that, some of us science nerds know that the entire universe vibrates, you know, everything mm-hmm. vibrates at a frequency, and is in harmony with everything else that is around it. So everything works within its own particular pocket. It's all in unison. It's all in harmony with one another. And so, going along with that, sometimes as humans, like we do allow the things that we attract and that we go through in the present or in the now, we allow those things, those thoughts, those circumstances to move us, from out of a positive frequency that's in harmony, you know, into a more negative frequency that's not in harmony with the universe. And that's mm-hmm. kind of what I want to focus on today for the vent. So going with that, you know, of course I have a set of questions that I'd like to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question that I have is, what does it mean to you to vibrate high in terms of kind of what we're talking about today?
Ooh, to put out good vibes as often as you can and mm-hmm. as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what vibrate high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, bro?
Yeah, I like what Danny just shared. Like,
what she said.
Really, like, right, all of that, like, that good vibe energy. And so, like, yeah. It could be, like, more focused. It could be more intentional. You can wake up and be like, you know what? I'm not going to let these bitches get to me today.
Yes.
And so,
not today, Satan.
That, yes. not today, Satan. Not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year.
Yes.
So, I think it's really focusing your efforts to like concentrate on like what's important to you and like focusing on that. I understand that we have to like oftentimes manage multiple things, but when it comes to like centering yourself and really focusing on positivity, you can, I feel like, hone that type of skill to really vibrate higher. Because if you're putting out good energy into the universe, hopefully you will receive it, like good karma, so to speak.
Being purposeful.
Purposeful and intentional.
Purposeful.
I like it.
Yes. That's exactly it. Like, just like what you guys are saying, just making sure that you are putting out that good, those good feelings, that good energy into everything that you do. So when you wake up in the morning, making sure that you start the day off saying to yourself, well, today is going to be an amazing day. It's going to be a beautiful day. You know, nothing's going to bring me down today. And just allowing that momentum to build throughout the day, you know, and passing it along, you know. That's really what it boils down to. And then, so like, what do you think helps you to align with good vibrations in a day?
Oh, I'm being mindful of the company I keep. Like, cause some people, like, especially in my building, towards the end of the year, negative spirits really fester. You know, they're tired, and I get it. You're tired. The kids is a fucking mess. Like, you know, but being careful to not allow people's negative energy to attach itself to you,
right.
You know,
yes.
And learning to kind of combat it with positive, you know, affirmations or whatever. And even if the other person doesn't receive your positive energy, it's still like a buffer for you. You know, they can keep being negative. You've already put up of what your energy is going to be, you know,
right.
And not letting them pull you down. So that's like one of the ways, like, I try to align myself with just good vibes, just by blocking as much negative energy as I can and just really not receiving it, like allowing people, because you have the freedom to feel the way you feel. You don't want people to feel like they don't have that right. You know, you teachers have been working hard all year long. You know what I'm saying? You have every right to feel this sense of burnout. You know, I don't want to take that away. But I also have the freedom to not receive that energy that you're putting out.
Right.
Allowing you to feel the way you feel, but protecting myself at the same time.
Right. So what about like people who you like love, like people that you care about that's like close to you? How do you kind of navigate that type of situation? Because it's easy to do that with people that's like,
right, that you don't give a damn about.
Right.
Ooh, Shay, right. That was very harsh. Empathize as much. Like, you don't take on those.
Because you're not taking them home with you. You know what I mean?
Or, right, you know, right.
You can cut that off at some point, you know?
I think the same way, kind of. Like, you know, because my partner, sometimes he has a lot of issues at work, too, and he brings that home. And sometimes he'll snap at me. And I have to let him know, like, you are, or just still not taking it personal and realizing that he is dealing with something that I don't know. Like, you know, I can't imagine his work situation. You know what I'm saying? Just like he couldn't imagine mine, like, until you're there.
Right.
So just being that listening ear and letting them kind of vent and get it out. And then I just kind of say, you know, I'm like, I need you to get this out because I feel like you attack me based off of your day at work, you know. And now he's a lot more mindful. He'll say, I feel like I'm bringing this home to you and I don't want to. And I'm like, well, you can bring it home to me. That's what I'm here for, to unleash that stuff so that you don't have to carry it around. But once you unfold all that stuff and, you know, unpack it, then it's time to let it go. And let that work shit be that work shit and have your time with your family at home, you know?
Yes.
Because you don't want to mess up. Even if we didn't have kids, like, the energy we have between each other is still important, you know? Mm-hmm. And we don't want outside shit festering through, because that's how the devil works. Yes. Any space that he can get through, he will.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said there, because, like, I think a lot of times we do bring things home from work, or, you know, whatever we experience throughout the day, we do bring a lot of that energy home to or with us, you know, and it impacts our ability to see, not just like see in like a physical sense, but to see in a spiritual sense. You know what I mean? Because like you said, that energy kind of attaches itself to us, and then that blurs our vision, you know, or mm-hmm. our ability to you access that vision to see what it is that we're trying to focus on going forward. Like, you know what I mean? So it ends up like bringing cloudiness into our current situation or whatever. And mm-hmm. so now we so focused on what's going on right now, what's going on at work, what's going on with so-and-so down the street, you know what I mean? Right. Who's getting on your damn nerves? You so focused on that energy that you're now putting that vibration into the universe instead of the vibration of, oh my God, I want to see myself on this new level, performing at this capacity, doing this type of work, working in this, you know, with these type of people. You know, you're no longer on that high flying vibration. You're now on mm-hmm. that current now, you know, really kind of low vibration, you know what I mean? And so mm-hmm. it's real easy for us, you know, dealing with the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis to end up in that space. And like you said, it is meant for us to be able to go home, unpack all of that stuff, but then also get, you know, reminded, okay, I'm glad that you were able to bring that home to me or whatever, but don't forget, this is what we're working towards. This is what we're focusing on. You know, this right. is what we're here for. I love you. You know, I know today was rough, but now you can let all of that stuff go. What are we about to do right now? You know what I'm saying? Are we mm-hmm. let's chill for a little bit. Let's eat some good food. You know, what we going to grind on tonight? You know what I'm saying? Right, or what right. we going to do with our child? What we going to do with each other? You know what I'm saying? Things like that that's going to help put you back in that space or whatever to remind yourself, you know, where you're supposed to be spiritually, you know, and align you back into that place. So, yeah, I like what you said. But what about you, Michael? What about you?
I agree. I mean, it's just really important how you navigate the situations, especially when you're thinking about like with family members. I think that's a really, really important piece to touch on, because everybody has different lives and experiences, mm-hmm. even though if y'all are living under the same roof or you have close access to your family nearby, it can be difficult sometimes to tell your family, oh, I ain't trying to hear that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. you may feel that way. And right. very well be how you feel, but it is different. And I think it's important that you do have to set up boundaries, and you do have to, you know, understand and help your family see what support looks like in those moments, mm-hmm. yes. because energy and keeping that together is important. So really being clear and like really helping everybody understand, you know, the type of vibe, if you will. Right. That's going on, because some people might say, oh, you cramping my vibe, or you cramping my style and things like that, but don't really understand the deeper meaning of what that can mean for that person. Mm-hmm. You don't know how much they have been focusing or being really intentional about maintaining this positive, high vibrational energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
The type of person that they are, and you're trying to, and not intentionally, but then you end up, you know, kind of breaking those barriers, that can be offensive to them, family or not. Mm-hmm. And so I think being like clear in communication is important to help continue to raise high vibrations, not only amongst yourself or within internally, mm-hmm. but across the people that you interact with, including family.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. Yes. I'm so glad you said that. Okay, so what are some things that cause you to vibrate on a lower vibration? And then, like, why do you think those things have such an impact on you the way that they do?
I think for me, if I am feeling like I'm operating on a lower vibration, or it's just like low waves, you know, like it's like it's not really high in frequency. Mm-hmm. Those would be just, I feel like, maybe negative interactions that I have. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important that as soon as I recognize that what is happening in that moment is really like causing me to vibrate low, mm-hmm. I have to immediately, you know, not only just detect, but immediately problem solve. Yeah. As far as, you know what, you're not about to take what I have left because you're already an energy vampire, bitch. And yes. So I'm going to need you to get your fucking blood suckers or energy, you know, your vibration suckers away from me, mm-hmm. because you're sapping me of the great uplifting and forward movement that I have. Yes. And I don't need that in my life. And so when you can detect that, and I know there's some psychology in this as well. I'm by no means an expert, but I think it speaks to the ability to kind of, you know, be able to anticipate certain things, mm-hmm. but in the moment, because we always can't anticipate. Sometimes we do, but then in that moment, recognizing it for what it is, making it plain too, so that you can come up with something usable, yes. to deflect against that negative energy that's, you know, making your vibrations lower, mm-hmm. and that's not what you want. And so you don't want that, especially if you focused hard and long to be able to build your vibrational energy to be able to reach the type of frequency in which you're operating. Mm-hmm. That's not something that you are wanting to have. And so, like, being really, really intentional about recognizing that, and then coming up with ways to diffuse that. So, for example, you could have a crappy ass supervisor who is a total bitch, right? And they really yes. not really fucking with you. You ain't fucking with them, but because mm. you know you're not fucking with them, you've already started building your capacity to not be affected by their energy. So whatever it is that you need to do, whether that's through meditation, whether mm-hmm. that's through listening to good music, I like to listen to particular songs before I go into my office.
Yes.
Because I need these songs, and it helps me in a moment because my mind is wrapped around the song, and it's going to help me be productive. And so when I see my supervisor, who I really don't care for, he can't even bother me at this point. So he could say, oh, Michael such and such, or Michael this and the third, or it seems like you didn't do this. Well, bitch, it seems like I don't give a fuck, because mm-hmm. I'm still moving forward. Yes. And, you know, through the grace of this song, I haven't said what I really wanted to say to you. So right. I'm keeping my mm-hmm. energy high, my vibrations high, and just going on in that way. And that works for me. And I recognize that it's going to be different for everybody. So whatever you can identify that helps cultivate that high vibration, do that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like,
like, what makes you feel those negative feelings? I guess because that's a better way of saying it.
I guess my own, like self-doubt mm-hmm. and, like, insecurities, you know, because I think as much as you try to be confident, sometimes you just have those days of just kind of low self-worth, you know, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. or maybe a mistake happened and, like, you just, because sometimes it happens, like, I just, or if she cries and I just feel like an awful mom, you know, like, little, and then I just have to remind myself, like, life happens. Life mm-hmm. can be shitty sometimes, like, you know, and just making sure I don't stay in that low, mm-hmm. those low vibrations, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I mean, I think that's kind of like what affirmations are for. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, we yeah. do easily, like I said, find ourselves in situations like that, to where right. something happens and then we feeling bad for how we reacted, or because mm-hmm. we didn't know something, or because things didn't turn out the way that we thought that they were. You know, we right. end up beating ourselves up or being mm-hmm. so hard on ourselves. But, like, affirmations come into play because then they're like, that's something that's pre-written that is has a positive energy in it already. So when you right, put thought towards it, or you put words towards it, that's putting momentum towards it, you know, that's applying energy towards it. And so then it's changing the momentum of your thinking. So instead of like trying to stop the train in its tracks, you know what I'm saying, which is gonna fuck up everything, you know what I mean?
Like, and I feel like I see that in my students too, as far as like just being able to say, okay, I made a mistake, and just moving on from that, you know, because that really is what keeps us there, is that we just continue to fester on it and just like allow that one situation to bring us down, when really we all make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a part of life. I would probably think you were crazy if you didn't make mistakes, you know? But sometimes we allow people and ourselves to define us from those mistakes when they need to be separate. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Like, and I agree, you know, it's really just reminding. I had a conversation with Jarmel the other night, and I told him, I was like, I really need you to remember that I'm that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need you to remember that I am that nigga. And if I wasn't that nigga, you would not have gotten with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I said that because, you know, I find myself feeling low. I have my low days. I have my days where I'm overwhelmed and I'm, you know, feeling low. Like, you know what I'm saying? Low vibrational. And I need my man to, you know, recognize that and to be able to gas me up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I'm feeling that way, to be like, look, you that nigga, don't forget. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have done this, this, and this. You do this, this, and this. We gonna do this, this, and this. Like, you know what I mean? I need you to be on that vibration. You know what I'm saying? When I'm not on that vibration, so that you can help pick me back up. Because
That's the whole point of being with somebody, too.
Absolutely.
Like, how we both on some negative shit. Like,
can't happen.
You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to, like, balance each other out. When I'm low, you're my high. When I'm high, I'm, you know, well, whatever shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what it's supposed to be about.
That's exactly what it's supposed to be, you know, because like you said, like it is, it's we do have those moments to where we forget, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's circumstantial or whatever, like we forget that we are these dope ass creators, and that whatever we put our minds to, whatever we put, you know, our energy towards, is what is going to come into being, because we are creators. You know what I mean? And so it's like, when you are in alignment with that knowing and that understanding, then you know that whatever's happening now is going to transition into what is happening in the mind. You know what I'm saying? So instead of focusing on the negative shit that already happened, you know, it's much, much better and much more conducive to your future if you think about what is to come, what you want to happen, how you can make it happen, you know, who can help you make that happen, and things like that. And so that's why it's good to, like, just remind yourself through affirmation, or through, you know, us talking to one another and our relationships and things like that, to remind ourselves that we are them, those people, you know what I'm saying? We're royal. We're out here to change the universe. We are on the leading edge of experience. We are here to create and to expand. And if we are not doing that, then we're not meeting our full purpose, our full potential.
At all.
You know? And so...
Oh, that's so real.
It happens so often. Like, you know, and it's so easy because we live in this culture and this society of being busy. You know, if you ain't busy, you ain't shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
What are you doing? Are you doing anything? Like, what's happening? Why we don't see nothing? Like, you get into that mindset a lot, and it makes you feel like you need to be perfect. It makes you feel like you need, if I'm not getting this accomplished, then I ain't shit. Or if I'm not moving forward in this situation, then I ain't shit. You know what I mean? And we take that energy and go throughout our lives, and then we wonder why things are staying stagnant. or that yes. they're negative, or that we are interacting with ignorant people that's getting on our fucking nerves. We wonder why we doing that when we're in our own minds focusing on things that are defeating us. You know what I'm yeah. saying? We're feeding that you energy into ourselves.
That's real. Because you know what? When I think about like that moment where I felt like depressed, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people thought it was like postpartum, and it could have been a little bit, but I never had feelings of like discontent with my child, mm-hmm. you know, or like I never felt detached from her. That's not where my depression was coming from. Mm-hmm. It was just the thought of being a baby mama. That mm-hmm. shit really bothers me, or it really bothered me, you mm-hmm. know, like it made me question like my self-worth. Like, am I not worth it enough? Like, to be more than just your incubator, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But it was mm-hmm. like, I had to realize, like, Danny, you that bitch.
Yes.
Like,
right.
you are that bitch. Like, yes. and if he can't get hip to it, then that's his loss. That's like, there's loss. Other people out there who would appreciate the woman that I am, the mom that I am. You know what I'm saying? Like,
big facts. Big facts.
But it's like, you really have to do some soul searching. And it's a continuous thing, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, just because you feel good one moment about yourself doesn't mean the devil won't try to come in and shake you up. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be an active saying these affirmations, you yes. know, reminding yourself of the kings and queens that we are, you mm-hmm. know, and our purpose here on this earth, you know, or what we want to contribute to this earth, you mm-hmm. know?
For sure.
And it's like, am I happy about being a baby mama right now? Absolutely not. But there's so much more to me mm-hmm. than that. And I need to take advantage of those things, those qualities that I have, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. not just kind of dwell on that part and mm-hmm. focus on other things that matter too, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you just said what you just said. Because that leads us into my next question. How big of a role do you think that focus plays on what we're discussing here? Focus.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Huge. I mean, you can't go through life. It would be kind of like a hamster on the wheel. You're just going with no purpose, no, you know. Mm-hmm. But you have to have goals and things that you want to accomplish. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You have to have something to focus in on, because life will just feel like it's just passing you by, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And you will let it. You will become complacent, and you just day in, day out doing the same shit every single day.
Right, right.
So I think but you know what? No shade. If that's where you are in your life and you are content with that, that's on you. But I don't think this platform isn't about being complacent and content within mm-hmm. ourselves, you know?
Right.
It's really pushing each other to our fullest potential, you Absolutely. Know what I'm saying? And like coming up with new goals and new plans and new ideas and
mm-hmm.
how we're going to bring, you know, just because everybody want to talk about Nipsey Hussle,
mm-hmm.
but people are not, he didn't become the man that he was by just talking, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Or just, mm-hmm. I want to do this. He came up with ways mm-hmm. to put some action behind that shit, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. Like, we will never as a people come out on top mm-hmm. without the action behind it. Like,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
we got a lot of work to do as a people. And like, when you truly understand like where we've gotten to in this country, like you realize like there's a lot of moving parts, mm-hmm. but it's possible, but we all have to come together. Yes. Like, yeah. it's just a lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we have to be able to, I mean, cause why are we here on this earth? Like, mm-hmm. what are we here doing? Like, you know, mm-hmm. like if we're living this life, why not have something to show for it? Why not have something to give back yeah. to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's exactly it. Like something to leave for the next generation or for future Absolutely. Generations.
Absolutely.
To help them, because they going through, they like I just said, like we are all here to expand and to experience, yeah. you know? And so if you are here and you just wasting your time doing focusing on now, then you're not thinking about, you know, the future. You're not thinking about the next generation and what they can accomplish and what they can do and the things that you are able to do within this moment right now. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, like we do get a lot of, well, what if I do this, or I'm trying to do this, I want to do this, and then we never write it down, we never actually put forth the work, and then we end up getting frustrated with ourselves because we see other people or other, you know, organizations that are, you know, actually moving forward and progressing, and we get upset and we're like, well, why we still haven't done nothing, I haven't it, why isn't stuff working out for me, when you're not even thinking about what you're putting out into the universe, the vibrations that you're putting out, you know. Literally everything that you experience, everything that comes to you is because of what you put out. And people don't realize that. They don't understand that fact. We always think that life is something that is happening to us instead of what is happening because of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, the whole, the butterfly effect.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Literally.
Like,
literally.
I think some people get so like intimidated and they think that they have to be like these great big people, which you totally can, but it's about being who you, God intended on you to be. You know, like, you don't, like, I try to be so purposeful because the person's life that I'm impacting the most is now Yara's. You know, like, her life moving forward will be based off of my actions, you know what I'm saying? And the people that I bring around her, you know what I'm saying? And then what she learns and gets from that, she's able to pass that on to the future generation. You know what I mean? And I think it's just about learning or figuring out the part that you want to play. Nobody can make that choice for you. You know what I'm saying? And like, I just feel like with every interaction we make, it should be purposeful. You know, we should have a goal and a plan in mind. Yes. You know, for execution, I guess.
Absolutely. So, what about you, Michael? What do you think about the question?
As far as how important focus is, I just think it's really important, y'all. Like, being focused could mean the difference between, like Danny was saying, executing or not. Being focused is the difference between being disorganized or having a flawlessly put together program or whatever you're trying to do, an activity, an initiative in support of a greater cause.
Absolutely.
You have to remain focused because then that lends itself to leadership and vision. And without those two components, even for yourself, individually, you might not even be trying to provide that type of being in service of to a larger type of situation, but even for yourself, having your own vision about what it is that you want and your own leadership about yourself to get you to where you need to be. Like, that focus is mission critical. You need to have it. It needs to be strong. It needs to be strong enough for you to be able to do these things that you want, all while maintaining that good high vibrational energy. Like, it helps drive the direction of your vision for the things that you want in your life or others in that, in that instance. And I think impact, when we get to that, discussions around impact becomes important, because I think the amount of impact you have is going to be dependent on the type of focus and how strong you are able to focus and how tight you have your vision when it comes to the pieces that you need to execute.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be so important. Like, it's just, it's necessary. It's, like I said, it's mission critical. Without focus, you, your outcomes are not going to be the way that you thought they would be. I would say that.
For sure. For sure.
Absolutely.
Like, I like to think of, so everybody has vision, right? And it depends on what your vision is on. Like, are you focused on what is happening now, what's happening around you? Or are you focused on what could happen, what you want to happen, what is going to happen? You know what I mean? Are you forward thinking or are you thinking in the now? You know what I'm saying? I feel like you have to think for the future, but act in the now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I believe that the now is what prepares you for the future, the things that you are ready or getting ready to do, things that you want to accomplish. The now is your opportunity to build what it is that you want to achieve. You know what I'm saying? And as long as you are, you maintain an alignment and you maintain that belief and understanding that whatever you put into your thoughts is going to happen, is you believe that, as soon as you believe that and you don't put any resistance in the way, it automatically comes to you. So all you have to do is continue to act on whatever it is that you have to do. So whether that's you write your plan down and you hit step one, step two, step three, step four, like if that's what it takes, then you do that. If that's you going to school and knocking out course after course after course, you know what I'm saying, while still working a full time job and raising a family, then you do whatever you need to do within that moment. But maintain that focus and remind yourself that this is what I'm striving towards. So yes, this shit right now might be a little challenging. It might be a little difficult. But I might feel temporary. It is preparing you so that you are mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in the right space and prepared enough for what it is that you are getting prepared to achieve. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you have in your mindset that you want to run an empire, your now experience is going to bring you opportunities for you to rise to that occasion. And you because have to be ready.
God's not going to bless you for something you're not ready for.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And a lot of times people are like, I want God, if God will just bless me, if I can just do this. Mm-hmm. But you're not putting yourself in positions to be able to receive that in time.
Exactly. And then on top of that, when you start going through the lessons that are, or the things that are meant to teach you the lessons, you start thinking negatively about them. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking, well, I can't stand none of these people. I can't stand, why is this shit happening to me? You know, this ain't even what I like to do. You know, you're not looking at the lessons, and God is placing these things into your life to teach you and to build you and to see if you are ready for what is to come, for the things that you are asking for. And then you're focusing on that, so you're putting these roadblocks in your path. So you might have the vision to be able to see it, but then you putting all of the mountains in your own way or digging yourself in a ditch, and then you don't understand why you can't move forward. You know, you put your own ball and chain on yourself. You know, so it's like you have to maintain focus. You have to maintain that vision, but you also have to continue to put forth the energy and the momentum into what is going on within the now. You just have to be able to dissociate the what's going on now, the feelings that it feels, because if you can create a feeling for something before it become, before it's manifested, then you can automatically put that vibration into the universe and you'll automatically receive it. So for instance, if I want to start a business, a successful business, and I can align myself with what that feels like, you know what I'm saying? And I can feel that every day, even when I'm going through to my 9-to-5 that I really don't care for. You know what I'm saying? If I can feel that feeling, even when I'm at my 9-to-5 and it's in alignment with what I'm thinking about owning my own business, guess what's going to happen? I'm automatically going to get my own business and I'm going to be successful at it because I'm already accustomed to that feeling. You know, I'm already accustomed to that vibration, and I've put that out into the universe, and the universe is going to give it to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that is what your now is. Your now is the manifested part of your spiritual vibration. You know what I mean? It's literally the physical part of what you put into your vibrational escrow, you know? So it's like you investing money into an account, and then your now, your present, the thing that's going on right now, your manifestation is you getting that money out of your account, withdrawing that money out of the account. You know what I'm saying? That's a better way of looking at it, you know? So yeah, like, I mean, it's just, it's good to know that it's not nobody else's fault. You know, it's all about you and your frame of thinking and being in alignment with what your purpose is and what your focus is, and knowing that you whatever you put out is what you get back, you know, because of the law of attraction. Yeah. So what would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? Like, if you knew that you would be successful in anything that you put your mind to, anything that you started, what would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail?
I would definitely start a business. I would start a grocery store, like a farm, actually, so that I could put a lot of my own products within my store. I wouldn't have to, I don't even know what you call that, outsource through somebody else. I really keep the money into the Black community. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Like whole chains.
Shout out.
Like one big ass farm. Like, you know how Brahms and shit be having their own? Like,
yes.
I would have a big ass fucking Brahms. Farm. And yeah, have my own little grocery store too.
Yes. Shout out. And you know what you can do to start that?
What?
Grow a garden.
As fuck. But I have zero green thumb. Like, I would really have to, like,
practice.
Practice for real.
That's
like,
all it's really, been. Yeah, practice.
Only because I was like, look, and what's so funny, I've been looking into like farms and stuff, like not to purchase, but just like visiting a farm and like buying locally, you know, their berries and stuff like that. Like, I want to take Yara when she can walk, like, to a little farm. And I'm like, bitch, we can have our own fucking farm. Like, what does it fucking take to grow some damn berries and strawberries and shit?
Research. I'm telling you, like, that's a great idea. And a good way to start is to just start a garden. Start growing small things. You know, start taking care of that and just build from there. And then, like, once you do it and you get successful at it, then bring Yara into it. You know, y'all both get successful at it. Bring her friends into it, your friends into it. Join in a community. Have more people in the community welcoming them into your garden. Build a bigger garden. You know, maybe when y'all can pull some money together and collectively purchase a farm or something, and then bam, y'all got a community farm, and then y'all can open a market. That is what we're talking about here. That is what we're talking about, having vision, you know, and being in the right vibration to be able to see that vision as a reality, and then maintaining that vibration even in your current situation. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Because the question is what would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? You know what I mean? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Like, failure is inevitable. You're gonna go through some things and you're gonna fail, because that's what teaches you what not to do. So now you then know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So in that regard, there's no such thing as becoming a failure. You know what I mean? Because you can fail 10,000 times, but as long as you continue to keep trying, that next time you're gonna end up getting it right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, the perfect thing to do within that is just start a garden. You know, it might not be the best right now. Your plants may not survive, you know, to start, but you do more research, you put more energy into it, you put more focus onto it. Eventually you're gonna be thriving. You're gonna have the best tasting tomatoes in the city. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be fresh. Ain't nobody gonna be able to get tomatoes like your tomatoes. Everybody gonna come all around greens. Yes, I'm telling you. Like, and you put that energy out there, and if you focus on that energy, you know, and your family is focused on that energy, you tell your friends and your friends is focused on that energy, and we all gassing you up. You know what I'm saying? We all helping out and we gassing each other up and saying, oh, Danny got the best motherfucking greens and tomatoes in Oklahoma City, y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we gassing you up, you know what I'm saying? There's no, that is powerful momentum right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's absolutely powerful vibration, and that's what brings forth positive creation. That's what brings forth positive manifestation. And so I want to ask you, Michael, what would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail?
If I knew that I couldn't fail, I would probably do a number of things. I think, for one, I would definitely open my own restaurant.
Yes.
And just have this phenomenal chain of good ass food just everywhere in the hood and then all over, and just people have having access to some really good cooking. I would really like to provide that type of experience for mm-hmm. people, and then, you know, just be known for that, like to have it trademarked and mm-hmm. have it, you know, be on the corner or be in a location that people can access it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would also really do something very structured and intentional for youth, Black youth specifically.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
As far as providing, I mean, we all know that there are community centers and programs and services that help support youth development and things like that. But I would really like to be the lead and provide a vision that we would be able to, you know, provide, you know, excellence in programs, resources, and services that focuses on like Black youth success.
Yes.
And so it would be a holistic type of program mm-hmm. That addresses all of the needs, and not just like academics, curricular, co-curricular, but things within the community, things that are important pieces to learn about your community, how to advocate, mm-hmm. how to come up with talking points to share to your representatives, how to know what the community needs are, being able to identify those, being able to come up with a list from that and really figure out, okay, what from these are we going to execute this year?
Right.
You know, what yeah. can we, what's the short term goal? What's the long term goal? So I think it's important. Because honestly, even growing up in elementary school, like, you know, yeah, teachers will probably say that, you know, oh, we taught you how to problem solve and all that. You taught us about everybody else's shit. Mm-hmm.
They teach you how to take a test. Yeah. That's
they
what it
teach
is.
You how to take a test mm-hmm. and they teach you how to go to work for somebody else.
Absolutely.
They don't really teach mm-hmm. you how to invest in your own community. That was right. just not something
that's
that
the part right
connected.
There.
It just never connected when I was in elementary school, because I'm just okay, we're doing all these things because this is what we were told to do. Mm-hmm. What was asked of us, but we never had an opportunity to think beyond that mm-hmm. curriculum, to think beyond outside of the box, to say, what is it within our communities that we can do?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That just wasn't a thing. And so I would really want to provide something that really allows the youth to start getting involved with that at a very, very young age, so that they can understand the opportunities that await them, mm-hmm. but then also for them to never forget where they come from and giving back to communities, because absolutely. If they don't give back to the communities, at some point, the communities could disappear.
Right.
Yeah, so they die out for sure. That's yeah. how gentrification happens.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so maintaining that stronghold is going to be important, and that's the type of program that I would like to lead and provide vision for.
Nice. Nice. Let's do it. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's do it. Let's do it. Because, like, to me, like, both of those ideas are beautiful and mm-hmm. doable. You
and
know what I mean?
I would love to, like, to piggyback on that. Like, starting, a nonprofit youth organization for you to know more about, like you said, economics and just agriculture. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the power of growing your own, you know how much mm-hmm. power we could have. Yep. Like, cause I was watching Killer Mike.
Yep.
Had his show on Netflix where he was just trying to only buy Black the whole day, but it was hard mm-hmm. as fuck. There's no transportation out there. Food, when you think about food, like going to a, he thought he won going to a Black owned business, but the ribs came from a white farm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you think mm-hmm. of things like that, it's just like how much we could really control
yes.
the economics if we just really created our own. Like,
right. 'Cause you
I
did.
Mean, it's easier said than done, but you
but
know.
But that's why it takes a collective too. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, 'cause a situation may be hard for one, but it's easy for many. You know what I mean? That's why mm-hmm. ants work in a collective. You know what I mean?
Right.
It makes the job very much easier.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, you done already identified, Danny, that you would like to own a farm. Then Michael, you done already identified that you want to own your own restaurant. Bam. That's a connection right there. You know what I mean?
Right.
You get your produce and your food from Danny's farm. Bam.
Right
there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and then y'all both have already identified that y'all both want to, you know, have an organization that is active in the community and advocates for the community, shit, I would love to be a part of that too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do it. Like, you know, but it's all about having that vision and then being in alignment with that vision and then putting forth the action and maintaining that vibration. It's all about maintaining that vibration. So when we do have our weak days or our weak moments, you know, another one of us stepping in and being like, okay guys, like, I know shit is hard, but guess what, Beyonce made this new song and it's dancing, then we're gonna make a dance and we're gonna, like, you know what I'm saying? And then that's what brings us right back to the vibration that we were supposed to be on in the first place. You know what I mean? You chill, you have your little drink, you know, you do your little Beyonce dance, and then you go right back to work because now you remember, you know, who you are, yeah, and you remember absolutely what the purpose is, and you remember what the vision is. You know what I mean? Because, like, of course it's gonna get hard. Of course, that's what it's life is life. You know, it stumbles. It's, it makes you stumble sometimes. Easy, right, you know? Right. You know, sometimes things happen, but, you know, that is why we are meant to work as a collective, because when I fall, somebody is there to pick me up. When you fall, we are there to pick you up. You know what I'm saying? That is strength in numbers. That is why it's such good in numbers. Like, you know what I mean? And so definitely, like, just being sure to, like, realize that just because you have things that are going on right now that may not give you the most freedom that you would like to have, or that take a lot of your energy, or may not be as pleasant to you, that doesn't take away from what you can do. As long as you start the planning process, you know, you start networking, you might be able to get somebody on board that doesn't have as much of a time constraint as you do, you know, so they might be able to put a little more effort. If you tell them what you're looking for and what you need them to do, they might be able to put some research in, you know, or start doing some of this work for you. You know, you never know. Like, but it's all about putting the momentum out there, staying in that vibration, you know, staying in alignment with that, and then moving forward as an individual and as a collective. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
My next question was going to be, how can we help each other stay on a high flying disc? But I think we kind of just talked about that. You know what I mean? Right. Just really, it is. It's just
uplifting each other. That's what really it comes down
absolutely
to.
Absolutely.
Holding each other accountable and checking on each other. Like, where are you with these plans? Like,
right. And, you know, being communicative and letting each other know where we are in our process and if we need anything.
Yes. And sharing strength, sharing a laugh. You know, sharing a kind gesture, you know, things like that, things that make you feel good, that is good to share with one another, because that keeps you on that high flying disc. That keeps you thinking, oh, somebody cares about me. Somebody cares about what I'm doing, what I'm going through, what I bring to the world. Somebody cares. You know what I mean? And so us sharing those good moments or those good experiences, those positive vibrations, those positive vibes with one another, is what keeps us moving forward towards our goals, towards whatever our vision is. You know what I mean? So yeah, sharing your favorite song, you know, or going to the gym with somebody, you know, because going by yourself might not be the best, but going with somebody else, it might be a little better. You know what I mean? Things like that, just small things that might seem small, you know, but are really big and impactful in so many ways to so many people, you know, that helps us stay on that high flying disc. And so my next question is, what are some intentions that you want to put out into the universe so that we can apply collective focus and vibration upon it so that it will come to pass? So y'all kind of have already kind of touched on it. Like, Danny, you said you want to do, you know, your farm, which we're going to put that.
Baby, the farm is like a stretch and a prayer. I'm really hoping Yara will become like the super agriculture queen or something, but I definitely want to, like, and it's about using your strengths, right? So with me being in a classroom and I'm going into middle school, like, I really want to use my talents to reach, to let students know their possibilities. You know what I mean? Did you know you can go into agriculture? Did you know you can, like, run a farm, that's a business, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And put that out there for them mm-hmm. so that they can, you know, be exposed to different things that they may not know that they could be passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. What about you, bro?
I mean, I would absolutely like to continue to build upon, like, the skills that I have mm-hmm. right. to really, like, be a voice. And not just a voice to say that I'm taking up space, but to be a voice to do things in service of other people, especially right. students. Right. And so really breaking the barriers to access and really providing excellent, you know, programs and services for our youth and, you know, college students as well mm-hmm. to say, you know, you can do this and that right. there anything is possible, right? Mm-hmm. So my own story and hopefully using it in a way that really empowers and really helps people and youth especially understand that, you know, never become distracted from what it is that you want out of this life.
Right.
You know, it's a short life. And so it truly is. And it's important that you're able to focus and that you're able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. And even if you are not necessarily sure about what that is, like, you have something to contribute in this life cycle. Right. Never think that you aren't worth it or that what your thoughts are aren't valid or that you can't do this, or you can't do that, or I don't know what to do. Sometimes you need inspiration and support mainly mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. be able to do the things that you want to do and experience the experiences that you want to experience or even be open to new possibilities because you just never considered it before. And so you get an opportunity to develop yourself in that way too. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, continue to gain skills and continue to learn lessons that are going to help you along your journey. And so I want to be that person that's able to help cultivate that within communities, within students, college students. So probably need to be a little bit more focused, but at the same time, I think all of that is possible. Oh, I really think it is.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think reminding yourself to just speak life mm-hmm. in anything and everything and don't mm-hmm. allow, you know, negative thoughts to become words, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 'Cause I'm just a firm believer of, like, you speak things into existence, absolutely. Whether that be good things or bad, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. So being mindful of your tongue and the things that, you know, you say, it's okay to want good things for yourself and it's okay to claim those things, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes we come from families that are negative and just bad trauma and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and sometimes we don't think we deserve more than what we came from, but it's like you have your own path right. to take, you know what I mean? You can change this, you can be, you make a difference in your own life, you
right.
know
mm-hmm. right. That's so real.
Yeah,
like, some of my intentions are to continue doing the work that I do. Like I still want to maintain, you know, providing people services, holistic services, to, you know, be in alignment physically, spiritually, emotionally. You know, I want to continue doing that. I want to continue helping other people to be their best selves in all areas, you know, to know their worth and identify their worth so that they can see it and they can feel it and be confident in it and then go out into the world and do what they were put here to do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to build something of substance that is going to provide that for the people, you know, of my community, you know what I mean? And have that legacy that will be able to be passed to, you know, my future generations, you know what I mean? Because it is so beneficial for us to be able to have some type of situation that reminds us of who we are, you know, where mm-hmm. we come from, and then helps us down the path toward where we're going. You know, help us to identify, okay, this is what it is that I'm really good at. This is what it is that the gift that God gave me and how I can use it to,
get to where I'm meant to be. You know what I'm saying? My way, not somebody else's way, not under somebody else's control, not under somebody else's dictation, you know, but my way, the way that I'm meant to figure out how, or figure it out, you know, and let it become what it's meant to become in its own time, in its own way, you know. And so I want to continue to build that out, you know, whether it be via the podcast and all of our endeavors, or be it, you know, a individual business or other joint efforts or whatever. I want to continue to make sure that everything that I put my name on incorporates that, you know what I mean, and impacts individuals within in that way, you know what I mean, so that they know how powerful they are, and they know how amazing and beautiful and unique they are, and how special their light is, and how it is so necessary here in the universe. And even though everybody has a light that shines bright, everybody has an individual light that shines brightly, and it is meant to be to shine as bright as possible so that it can be a part of this beautiful masterpiece, which is God's creation, you know. And so as long as I can continue to do that and touch as many people as possible, whether it be 1 or 1,000 or 10,000, you know, then that my purpose is being served. And so my intention is just to continue to put that out into the universe and continue to create and have fun and learn, and never get to a place to where I forget who I am or where I come from, or that I forget, you know, what my purpose is and what I bring to the table when in regards to that aspect. You know, I always want to remember that at the end of the day, I am a Black boy that did not have everything that I needed. And because I did not have that, I now know what it takes in order to give that to other people who don't have that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so just keeping that in the forefront of my mind to, you know, build whatever it is that needs to be built. Because like you said, if we're here for a reason, if we don't do it, who does it? You know, if we don't build it, who's going to build it? It's up to us. Mm-hmm. And if God plants that seed within us, then it's necessary. It is our obligation to see it through, at least to see it started. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
At least to see it started, because that was the whole, what was it? Was it Moses? Was it Moses in the Bible who started, he was going to the land of milk and honey? And then Joshua ended up finding it or whatever. Was it Moses and Joshua? I don't know. But it's the same with us. Like, you know what I mean? Even if we are not the one to see it through to the end, we have to work on it and we have to put our legacy into it. You know what I mean? We have to create the blueprint, whatever it is, because you never know who's going to come up behind you to finish that work if you are unable to finish it. You know what I'm saying? So my intention is just to make sure that I continue to do whatever my part, you know, and get as far along in my journey as possible, with regards to that, and then go from there to touch as many people as possible, you know.
Yes.
So yeah.
Absolutely. Come on.
Yes, that's what it's all about, you know, just staying on that high vibrations and knowing that we have the power and the opportunity to create these wonderful things. If your mind can conceive it, it is possible. You know what I mean? If your mind can conceive it, it's possible. And so we have to remind ourselves that we are creators of worlds. We are creators of worlds. And because God gives us these dreams are what is meant to become our reality. So as long as we meditate on those dreams, and we put the momentum behind it, we put the energy, which we create this energy. If we put this energy that is within our essence, if we put it behind those thoughts, those dreams, then it's going to become reality. And so just remember that. Remember what your power is. Remember who you are. Remember where you come from. And remember what power you possess. And like you said, whatever you speak, whatever you think is going to come into existence. So try your best, try your might, as you might, to focus on positive things, those things that are going to move you in a positive momentum, move you down the positive road, because, you know, and then don't beat yourself up whenever you fall into a negative space, because it happens to all of us, you know. Don't beat yourself up. Just give yourself tools, set yourself up with tools that will help bring you back into that positive headspace, into that positive vibration, you know. And so, do you guys have any final thoughts about what we talked about?
No, that was good.
Yeah, I think you closed it out, bro. Like, that was an outstanding final thought. Yay. I mean, I can't say it any better.
Yay. Well, thank you guys for having this conversation with me. It's been like,
good old man.
Oh, but now we're going to move over to our question and answer segment. Danny, what we got this week?
So this week we have a question from Tommy. Tommy says, what's up? I just turned 26 and I feel like I still don't know what I'm doing in life. I find myself working jobs that I don't like. I can't really find that thing to study in school. And I feel like everybody around me is moving up and doing big things, but I'm stuck in this rut. What advice would you give me to figure out my direction? How do you guys know that what you chose to do in life was right for you?
I mean, that actually kind of goes along with kind of what we've been talking about. A lot of
being focused, yeah, absolutely.
Like, just really, I think instead of focusing on other people, you know, I mean, it's great to,
that'll be your downfall.
Right. Because it's great to celebrate other people in their wins. You know what I mean? Because that's like a form of gratitude. You also have to focus on you. What are the things that make you happy? What are the things that make you light up? You know, and like the way that I found out what makes me light up is by, you know, reading. Like doing a lot of different research. I would like be on a computer all the time on YouTube and different stuff and like looking at different videos and listening to different music and stuff like that. And whatever would make me light up, I started to see patterns and what the messaging was. And that is kind of how I knew, oh, I like things in this realm. You know what I mean? And so then I was able to take that and kind of build a kind of a career and a life around that, you know what I mean? Right. So really just kind of, I would say, start with things that make you feel good, things that you like and you enjoy and that light you up spiritually and physically, emotionally, and then go from there. Use those things to and do more research into them and find what programs might, you know, be provided, whether it be in school or trade school or, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? Because it's different options out here that you have. So
absolutely,
I would just not get so focused on what you don't have and what you're not achieving and focus on what you can do. You know what I mean?
When I was in fifth grade, I took a career personality test, and they have those free online all the time. So I would take one just to get an idea because it could expose you to things that you didn't even think about. You know what I mean? And take that list and combine it with what you like to do. What do you like? How do you feel when you go to work now? Like, what is it that you don't like? And kind of try to find, you know, something that kind of fits you. You know, sometimes we have to have that job until something better comes along, like, you know, build yourself up on. But I would really start with a career test or career personality test to kind of figure out, based off your interests, what field should you go into.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And just don't compare yourself to other people because we're all on our own journey.
Yes.
That's the biggest don't, you know, 26, you're still young, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you still got time to go back to school if you wanted to, or take up a trade and take some courses in that, you know. Right. You have time. It's never too late. Hell, you could be 40 and I would still be telling you it's never too late. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So you're really, I mean, 26, you're still, you have room to figure it out, you know, but be purposeful, you know, don't bullshit yourself and procrastinate, you know, because then you'll be 35 looking back like, what have I done, like, to show for it, you know, have I done the things that make me happy, you know? So start now being purposeful about, you know, your life and the things you want to do.
Right. That's real.
Because you don't necessarily have to go to school, you know.
No, you don't.
I mean, I'm a big advocate for furthering your education, but sometimes that's not in your traditional university setting. Mm. It may be through trade school, you know.
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. Keep your options open.
Yes.
Any other advice for Tommy?
I think you summed it up for him.
Yeah. Good luck, Tommy. You know, yes, we're happy to hear that you're trying to, you know, repurpose.
At least you're thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that you're
taking the right steps.
Having this conversation, you're already going into the right direction. So,
right.
Take some, you know, little tests, figure it out, and just really do some soul searching. And know that it's going to be trial and error. Mm-hmm. You know, I just got into the profession that I love. So, and I'm 29. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You have time. Just don't give up and keep putting those good vibrations out there.
Right. It's baby steps. One foot baby in front of the other.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Thank you, Tommy. So make sure you guys send your questions and answers or comments to welcomebrokepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or go on and slide in them DMs.
Slide on in. Slide to the left.
Take it back now, y'all.
You lost this time.
Right foot, let's stomp.
Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
They used to play that at all the dances.
Yes, they did.
Used to get on my all damn nerves. But we still did it.
Still did this.
We rolled our eyes. But still was like, all right, here we go.
Legs burning.
That shit was still fun.
Right.
Yes.
No matter how old we get, it's still going to be popping.
It is.
It's what we do.
Right. Oh. Well, now we're going to move into our final segment, A Word from Our Ancestors. And Michael, what you got for us this week?
So today I have a quote from Bob Marley.
Ooh,
and okay. It says, you just can't live that negative way. Mm. You know what I mean. Make way for the positive day because it's a new day.
Mm.
And I really, really like that quote from Bob Marley simply because we're talking about vibrations and how to ascend to a higher vibration and the frequency that comes because of that. And I really think that when you're thinking about how to manifest things and really focus your energy and your meditation and really harboring all of that in this positive ball of energy, you begin to understand that, you know what, yesterday that happened, but you know what, today is a new day. And I'm not about to let these bitches try me,
right,
or whatever the case may be. And so you build that toughness and that I want to say that circle of energy around you that's positive and that's not going to let the negativity get in. And so it's like almost like a defense barrier, but it's such that as it's defending you, it's also supporting you. And
right.
So you are vibrating higher as your defenses are stronger against the bullshit.
Yes.
The negativity.
Yes.
You know, all of that, the bad spiritual energy and things like that. And so, like, I really think that this quote resonates because we have to have that mindset every day that we wake up. It is a new day and another opportunity to be great, another opportunity to vibrate higher, and another opportunity to impact the lives of our friends, family, and communities.
Yes.
So. Real.
Thank you.
A whole word.
Yes, that was so good. Oh my God. Well, that is going to wrap up our show for today. I thank you guys for joining us this week. I love y'all so very, very much. And I hope y'all have
love
an amazing
y'all.
Rest of Mother's Day. and have an amazing, amazing week going forward. Don't forget.
Yes.
Remember that you are that person, you know? You yes. are that one. So put the vision in your mind and do whatever it takes to vibrate high so that you can achieve that vision, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we love you guys so much. Talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
Thank you all for listening to Woke and Broke Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. Definitely share with your circles and spread the word. Get into it.